I had issues with a lot of President Bush's concepts. I'll claim to be liberal.
Yes.
I have issues with Obama's, with some of Obama's positions, too.
Yes.
But you know what? He's my president. So is Bush. And I think they, at least the office deserves respect, if not necessarily the policy. But you know what? When you start resorting to name-calling, you're not respecting the office or the policies. And you know what? That kind of just automatically loses the argument for me as just a person when someone's saying, I disagree with this and here are my reasons, and one of my reasons is I'm going to call it a funny name. And I think that loses. Like, automatically, you lose.
On the other hand...
Because you resorted to childish behavior.
On the other hand, many people have fought and died for my right to say Obamacare.
Oh, yes. I'm not saying it's not your right. I'm just saying that it's not smart or it doesn't help your cause.
First
it
of all...
It might help your cause with those who are not thinking.
First of all, it's fun. It's fun. Go ahead, try it. Just say Obamacare.
Just because I say it doesn't make it so.
I think you're going to get to like it. It feels good. Go ahead.
Actually, no. It doesn't feel good because you know what? It's one of those things where it's like calling you a duty head, and then somehow I'm going to win the argument by calling you a duty head.
You see, that was fun.
Yes, it might be funny, but it doesn't actually win. We've got real problems.
Actually, it does. You know what? It does.
Real health care.
If you just say...
Copays are going from $20 to $100. It's an emergency. Let's try to solve it without name-calling.
Actually, name-call... Cute names are fun.
But
it's like a slogan. It's not a name-call.
When people try to do cute names like that with President Bush, they were called unpatriotic.
Well, they shouldn't have been.
They're saying you're attacking the president. You're attacking the president. That's not patriotic.
This is American to disagree, and
yes,
political,
you know,
cartoons.
Unpatriotic has
it's the most American thing there is to criticize the government.
But the phrase unpatriotic has become the way that you beat down people who disagree with you. And you know what? I don't approve of it by anybody. That's why I don't use it, and that's why I kind of really dislike the people.
It sounds like you're sort of a liberal, right? Which is fine, but it sounds like you're resorting to conservative means in your argument. You're using this whole patriotic thing in your argument.
No, I'm not saying any. But the thing is, I think every American who pays their taxes and follows their laws is patriotic. I think they're even more so patriotic when they serve their country. And I don't think anyone's unpatriotic for disagreeing with whoever's in power. You know, and so for that reason, you know, I think that it was a horrible way to use the phrase during the Bush years. And I also would not support it during the Obama years either. I just don't think that's. I think we've got bigger issues than resorting to labeling people as unpatriotic or as using phrases like Obamacare. Now you've had me say it.
But it
doesn't feel good.
Don't
it
you
feels,
feel a little better?
It feels cheap. It feels like McDonald's food, cheap and easy. Not good.
All right.
Sorry to be a bummer to your show, but it's one of the
You're not a bummer at all. You're one of my favorite guys.
But just because, you know, something's funny and cheap and easy doesn't make it good. This is America. Things are hard. And you know what? When things are hard, we tend to do what's great. And when we do things that are cheap and easy, you know, we tend to, you know, make ourselves less worthwhile of the idea that we are the greatest nation on earth just because we do things cheap and easy. We should do things the hard way because that's what makes us great.
Okay. I appreciate it. You know, it's a great call and you make... many points, some of them okay. It's kind of a stretch that you took that Obamacare and extrapolated it way beyond where it really worked, I believe. But hey, it was fun talking to you. Obamacare. Do you have a problem with that phrase? Is that unpatriotic? Is that bad? Or is it, kind of my right and as an American to say it and enjoy saying it? Break time. It's WBZ News Radio 1030.
Hello?
Jay talking.
The time for talk.
With Bradley Jay.
I want to talk to you.
You have an opinion.
I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven.